Manu Patra alerts dated 3 December 2018. NCLAT has held in a case related to AMB Infrabool Private Limited and Earth Galleria Private Limited that insolvency can be triggered against an unincorporated joint venture between two companies. Supreme Court has rejected plea of over 300 army personnel challenging lodging of FIRs against soldiers involved in operations in Manipur and Jammu and Kashmir, where AFSPA is in force. Supreme Court has dismissed review petition filed against judgment of Constitution Bench that struck down the National Judicial Appointments Commission, NJAC, Act of 2014 and upheld the collegium system for appointment and elevation of High Court and Apex Court judges. Supreme Court has issued notice to Yoga Guru Ramdev on a plea by a publisher challenging Delhi High Court's verdict restraining sale and publication of a book purportedly on his life. Supreme Court has directed payment of salaries of three Navy officers who were forcibly retired at the age of 54 and observe there can't be two retirement dates for same rank. Kerala High Court has directed reassessment of merits of three special public prosecutors appointed in the Special Courts under Protection of Children from Sexual Offences Act, 2012 in districts of Kollam, Wayanad and Malappuram. Delhi High Court has reiterated that proceedings under Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Act, 1985 stand vitiated if the same person acts as the investigating officer, IO, and the complainant. Delhi High Court has convicted Bollywood actor Rajpal Yadav in a loan recovery case and sentenced him to 3 months civil jail. Delhi High Court has directed senior Telugu Desam Party leader and former Union Minister Y.S. Chaudhary to appear before the Enforcement Directorate on 3 December and asked ED not to take any coercive step against him. Karnataka High Court has ordered release of a Muslim girl from the state women's hostel and asked police to provide security to her and her Hindu boyfriend as they were facing threats. Gujarat High Court has denied permission to the Airports Authority of India, AAI, to relocate or shoot the stray dogs which enter its operational area posing a threat to the safety of passengers and aircraft during takeoff and landing. Bombay High Court has dismissed an election petition filed by Sanjay Nirupam, president of the Mumbai Regional Congress Committee, in which Nirupam had prayed for BJP MP Gopal Shetty's election in 2014 from Mumbai North constituency to be declared null and void. Bombay High Court has allowed tunnelling under consecrated premises of two heritage highest grade fire temples for Mumbai Metro with strict monitoring of work to ensure that no damage is caused to the structures. Bombay High Court has acquitted a 35-year-old man of charges of outraging the modesty and sexually assaulting a 4-year-old girl, saying there was no evidence he had gagged the mouth of the victim on a public road with the intention to sexually assault her. Madras High Court has granted 2 weeks parole to a life convict for the purpose of conjugal visit and also observed conjugal visits for prisoners lead to strong family bonds. Kerala High Court has appointed 3-member panel of observers to ensure a smooth Sabarimala pilgrimage and asked the panel to conduct a 2-day visit to the hill shrine. Kerala High Court has observed that term security in subsection 1 of section 6 of Passport Act does not encompass economic security and passport cannot be refused on the ground that it is detrimental to the economic security of India. Allahabad High Court has ruled that land acquired under the National Highways Act, 1956 cannot be restored to its former owners despite its non-utilization.